Our Lady's words, taken from the Mystical City of God, Coronation, Book 2, Chapter 12. Our Lady talks about why Mary of Agreda was chosen to write the Mystical City of God.
My daughter, first of all, I wish to enlighten thee concerning certain doubts of thy heart regarding the exalted and extraordinary mysteries of this history. Two misgivings have disturbed thy interior. First, whether thou who knowest thyself to be such an insignificant, useless, and ignorant woman, art a fit instrument for recording these mysteries, whether it would not be better to let some other person, more learned and perfect in virtue, write them, and thus give them more authority, since thou art the least of all, the most useless and ignorant. Secondly, whether these mysteries, which are so extraordinary and never heard of, especially the frequent, beatific, and intuitive visions of the divinity during my life, shall ever find credit among those who read of them. To thy first doubt I answer, that in truth thou art the least and most useless of all, since thou hast heard it from the mouth of the Lord, and I confirm it. But remember that belief in this history, and in all that it contains, does not depend on the instrument, but on its author, who is the highest truth, and upon the contents of thy writing, and in this regard, not even the highest seraph could add thereto, nor canst thou diminish or omit anything. That an angel should write this history is not befitting, and if he should, the unbelievers and the sluggish of heart will nevertheless find occasion to slander him. It is necessary that the instrument be a human person, but it was not proper that this person be the most learned or wise, for then this work might be ascribed to his knowledge, and thus occasion the danger of having the divine light esteemed no higher, or even lower, than human knowledge. Or it might be attributed entirely to human forethought and industry. It is more to the glory of God that this person should be a woman, who can rely neither on her own knowledge nor her own industry. I likewise take special pleasure and honor from the fact that thou art this instrument, because thou and all others wilt know that there is nothing of thy own in this history, and that thou must not attribute more to thyself than to the pen with which thou writest, since thou art but the instrument in which the hands of the Lord and the repeater of my words. And, as thou art such, so insignificant and sinful, thou wilt not be disturbed in seeing mortals refuse to believe, since, in disbelieving what thou writest, they will not do any wrong to thee, but by their unbelief fail in proper reverence for my words. Although thy faults and shortcomings are many, they can all be neutralized by the charity and kindness of the Lord, who has not looked for any other instrument of this work, but has raised thee from the dust, and manifested in thee his liberal power. He has communicated his doctrine by one in whom the power of his truth would appear more plainly, and hence I desire that thou follow it up in thy conduct, and reach the perfection thou desirest. In answer to the second misgiving and anxiety, whether the greatness of these mysteries will not prevent belief in what thou writest, I have said many things in the course of this history. Those who take care to attain a worthy concept and appreciation of me will find no difficulty in believing me, for they will understand the relation and proportion of my privileges to the dignity of Mother of God. They will understand that God's works are perfect, and if anyone begins to doubt in these matters, it is certain that he does not know what God is, or what I am. If God has shown himself so powerful and liberal in the other saints, that many in the church have held to have seen the divinity in mortal life, and certainly have seen it, how, or on what grounds, can that be denied to me? What is conceded to so many others inferior to me? All that my divine Son merited and did for them was ordained for his glory, and secondarily in my honor. The end must be held in higher esteem and valuation than the means. Hence greater was the divine love which inclined God to favor me than all the rest, whom he has benefited for my sake. There is no reason for surprise in stating that what he has done sometimes for them, he has done many times for her, whom he has chosen as his mother. Let the pious and prudent keep in mind what has been taught in the church, that the measure of the favors I receive from the hands of my divine Son is his omnipotence and my capacity, for he has conceded to me all the favors which he could confer and which I was capable of receiving. These graces were in me not barren, but always fruitful to the fullest extent in which it was possible in a creature. The divine Master himself was my Son, powerful to operate as far as the creature placed no obstacle, since I placed no such obstacle. How can anyone dare to limit his works of love toward me, his mother, whom he himself had made worthy of his benefits and favors above all the rest of his saints, not one of whom deprived himself, like I have, of his fruition, even an hour, for the sake of helping his church. And if what he did for me seem much, I desire thee and all the rest to understand that all his favors were grounded upon and included in one privilege of my being conceived without sin, for it was a greater favor to make me worthy of his glory when I could not merit it, than to show me his glory when I had merited it and had placed no hindrance. By these considerations thy doubts will be solved, and as for the rest, let that be my concern, and let it be thine to follow and imitate me, for as far as thou art concerned, this is the purpose of all thou understandest and writest. This should be thy solicitude, that thou omit the practice of no virtue made known to thee. I wish that thou also attend to what the other saints have done in following my divine Son and me, for thou dost not owe less than they to his mercy, and with none have I been more kind and liberal. In my school, I wish thee to learn the love, the gratitude, and humility of a true disciple of mine, for I desire thee to distinguish thyself and advance thyself exceedingly. All my festivals thou shouldest celebrate with a sincere devotion, and invite the saints and angels to assist thee therein, especially the feast of the Immaculate Conception, in which I was so highly favored by the divine power, and from which I derived so much joy. In these times, more than formerly, I am solicitous of seeing it acknowledged by men, and of their praising the Most High for this extraordinary miracle. On the day of thy own birth into the world, thou shouldest render special thanks to the Word and Lord in imitation of me, and perform some extra work in his service. Above all, thou shouldest resolve thenceforth to amend thy life and to commence to labor in this anew. And all the mortals, instead of spending the anniversary of their birth in demonstration of vain earthly glory, should make similar resolutions.